The first time Sierra Hull picked up the mandolin, she was 8. Within 4 years, she played at the Grand Ole Opry and at Carnegie Hall. Now at age 30, Hull is a 3-time Mandolin Player of the Year by the International Bluegrass Association. Tomorrow night, Hull performs in Birmingham at UAB's Alice Stevens Center. She spoke with WBHM's Michael Crowell about her latest album, songwriting, and the last year and a half of her life.
In this time of COVID-19, what has it been like for you both personally and professionally as a touring musician?
I was looking forward to being on the road in support of a new record. So I had a record called 25 Trips that came out in early 2020. In fact, just a couple weeks before the entire tour canceled. And so I really found myself not only just home, but with a completely canceled calendar. I think that kind of quiet reflection was really kind of a special thing too, and something that I'm grateful for, even aside from how hard it was in a lot of ways to not get to be with those we love or not get to stand on a stage and all those kind of things.
The album 25 Trips, this overall has you being a little bit more reflective about life. Is that fair to say?
The album is very themed around time. And so the title Trip, 25 Trips, you know, it's about 25 trips around the sun, and was written around this period of time where I felt like I was just so busy that I was kind of feeling like all these amazing things are happening in my life in this moment, and I'm excited and grateful, and I almost just wish time would slow down so I could actually stop and enjoy them, you know? Little did I know how some of those lyrics would make me feel after going through something, you know, like we have this past year. It almost feels like I could have written some of those songs during this time, even though I didn't.
The first song on the album, Beautifully Out of Place, those two ideas don't always go together. Could you tell me the story behind that?
It kind of just ended up falling out. And, you know, sometimes songs take a long time to write. Sometimes it starts with a melody, starts with a lyric. This one, both things just kind of came at the same time. And it was after I'd had a conversation with my husband. He was about to head out the door to go to a recording session or something that day. And I was just having one of those mornings where I was like trying to get to work, as they say. You show up and you try to write and you try to be creative. And I was just having a little, I don't know, period of time where I felt like nothing good was coming to me. And he said, you know, Sierra, he goes, I just believe in you so much. But at some point, you really do have to start believing more in yourself and kind of set that self-doubt aside. And as soon as he left, I started playing that mandolin riff and, you know, you believe in me, but I can't see what you see. How long is it gonna take me to trust myself? It's like it just came out, you know, from our conversation.
Now another year, I'm stuck here in the dark. Maybe I'm beautifully out of place, like the moon.
Your roots are bluegrass. This album is a bit more eclectic for you. There's some electric instruments, even a little bit of percussion. I'm just wondering, is there something pulling you in this direction?
Well, I just always try to let the inspiration of the moment dictate where I'm headed in terms of the music I'm making. You know, I grew up here in Tennessee, a little town called Byrdstown. There's so much great country, bluegrass, gospel, Americana music in this part of the world. And so I spent my formative years into my teenage years really being immersed in that. So that's always going to be a huge part of who I am and sort of the foundation that everything that I do. But at the same time, I've always wanted to keep pushing to be the best musician, best songwriter, best singer that I can. And so I feel like because I'm inspired by a lot of different styles of music and I listen to a lot of different styles of music, it's sort of inevitably going to come out in my own music in some way or another.
Sometimes your writing and performing has this effortless sound about it. And I say that not to be flip, but there's an easiness about your songs. They almost at times sound too simple, but yet they draw you in because they're just beautifully realized. I'm thinking about the song Lullaby from your previous album.
It's interesting that you say that because I feel like I kind of go back and forth between this kind of style of writing where sometimes, you know, as an instrumentalist, it's really tempting to get in there and push your musical creativity to kind of these complicated levels of things that you can play, or letting the virtuosic side kind of push things. And I think there's moments for that within songwriting. But also, as I've been very lyric forward in a lot of my songwriting, you know, Lullaby is a prime example of when you have a lyric like that, to just put an overly complicated melody with it in some ways wouldn't serve the song. Because I think oftentimes those songs that do feel simple and easy to listen to are oftentimes I've found the ones that people seem to connect with the most.
Mother, will you sing to me something soft and something sweet? I'm too old for a lullaby, but I'll never be too old to cry. I'll never be too old to cry.
You're in a male-dominated field, and you've even referenced this in one of your songs. I'm wondering, how did the bluegrass world kind of react when you came on the scene?
You know, I have been really, really fortunate. And I know not everyone's story is like that. You know, I know a lot of women who have felt like they've really had to struggle to kind of find their seat at the table. But maybe it's because I started so young. But I really feel like I've always had a good experience in the bluegrass community as a female, you know, and that my fellow musicians have always treated me with a lot of respect. And I think, you know, some of that comes with because I've tried to really work hard to be the best I could be. And maybe people realize that you're not just trying to just get a seat at the table for no reason. But more than anything, yes, I fell in love with the music, but I fell in love with the community and the way the community made me feel. And that was usually older musicians, sometimes two or three times older than me, and oftentimes male. And so I feel really fortunate that as a young female, I was treated as kindly as I was in this community. I know it might not always be the story for other people, but I've had a really good experience, and I feel grateful that I can honestly say that.
That's Sierra Hull speaking with WBHM's Michael Crowell. Her concert is tomorrow night at the Alice Stevens Center here in Birmingham. There's more of this interview at our website, wbhm.org. UAB's Alice Stevens Center is a program sponsor on WBHM. However, our business and news departments operate independently.